We're continuing the shir in Likutei Halachos, Chosh Mishpat, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Nizkei Shechenim, Halacha Gimel, Paragraph Zayin. We're discussing the topic of Hezek Re'iya, Ayin Hara, as it pertains to neighbors, based on chapter 66 in Likutei Moran. V'zeh Shom Rabbi Seinu Zal, Rabbi Nelson Zal says now, based on what we've learned till now, we can understand what the Shulchan Aruch says in Chosh Mishpat, chapter 195, Seif Lamed Vav, paragraph 36. Al Inyan Hezek, regarding damages caused by one neighbor to the other, the Shulchan Aruch says that regarding Oshan V'Reach Ra, regarding smoke, if one neighbor makes barbecues, let's say, that generates smoke, or does something that generates a very foul odor, ein moil chazoka. In such a scenario, even if the neighbor does it for 6 months or a year, and the other neighbor, the neighboring neighbor, doesn't say anything, we don't say, well, I have a chazaka, I've been doing this for months now, and you didn't say anything, so it means you're okay with it. You can't change the rules now. Even if he was doing it for 3 years, usually we say 3 years of a chazaka, and if a neighbor allows something to be done for 3 years without complaining, we assume that he's okay with it, and he can't come and complain later. The Shulchan Aruch tells us that these are exceptions to the rule. When it comes to smoke, or when it comes to a foul odor, no matter how long a neighbor has been generating that kind of thing which goes into the neighboring property, if the neighbor realizes it and issues a complaint, it must go before a Bezdin, and Bezdin will decide what type of partition, what has to be done in order that the neighbor should not be harmed by the smoke or foul odor that's coming from the neighboring property. Why specifically these items, smoke and foul odor? Rav Nosson Zal says, ki oshon v'reach ra mehem tzrichen l'srachik b'yoser. Based on what Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in Likutei Moran, from these two things, smoke and foul odor, a Jew has to be very careful to keep a distance, ki mishom ikar hahezek, because the greatest damage and harm to a person comes from those things, shebo alidei pegam ho'einayim v'hachoitim, which are related specifically to something defective in the eyes and the nose, shehem b'chinas ho'alef hanal, which represent the aleph, the letter aleph that we spoke about in the previous shiurim. The eyes, the two eyes represent the upper and lower part of the aleph, and the nose in middle represents the diagonal line in middle of the aleph that connects them. And we mentioned even that the nose itself is shaped like an aleph. The two nostrils are the two yuds, and the pipe in between them being the vav. Ki oshon hu pegam ho'inayim, because smoke is something that harms the eyes. Bechinas ke'oshon lo'inayim, as the Pasuk says, which Rabbeinu Zal quotes over there in the Kudmaran, like smoke to the eyes, which is very harmful. V'reach ra hi pegam hachoitim, and a foul odor is something that challenges the nose. Sheshom mishkan haruach, which is where the ruach resides, the ruach hachayim that we spoke about earlier. Therefore, a Jew has to be especially careful to keep a distance from those two things, the smoke and the foul odor, because everything we've been discussing here, the whole concept of the upper nekuda and the lower nekuda and the flow between them, the whole shefa, is all dependent on the eyes and the nose, which represent that letter aleph. Alkein ein moyelohem chazoka. Therefore, these are exceptions to the rule. And in this case, the neighbor cannot say, well, I have a chazoka. I've been doing this for 3 years and you never said anything, so you can't stop. You can't tell me to change now. Not true. The laws of chazoka do not apply when it comes to these cases. In addition, Rav Nosson Zal says, v'gam al hezek re'iyah, Yeshoimrim She'ein Moyel Chazoka. And regarding a scenario where one person's property is situated in such a way that they see directly into the neighbor's house or into the neighbor's property, and could thereby cause hezek riyah, ayin hara, there are opinions that say that there also chazaka does not apply. The person cannot say, well, for the past 3 years or 10 years, there was no fence up. Now you woke up and you're telling me you don't like the fact that I can look into your property? The answer is yes, I'm telling you now. And even if I tell you now, you're obligated to put up a partition, to do what it takes so that I don't get damaged or harmed by you looking into my property. Ki kol ha-hezekos mipigam ho-enayim. Because as we saw earlier, all types of damage are and harm, both spiritual and physical, are usually connected to pigam ho-enayim, to something harmful in the eyes. Shemishom ikar hamshocha shtei oruches kanal, because it's from there that we draw the two ruachs, the ruach de la'ela, the ruach de la'sata, shemehem hachius shel kol dover, which are the source of life of everything in this world. Paragraph Ches. V'ze b'chinas ha-mechitza she-tzrichin ha-shutfin livnois ki-shechol ken-atzmon k'dei shil-yaziku ze-eze b'ri'ya. And with this we'll understand the law regarding a wall, a partition, that partners are required to put up once they decide to split the partnership in terms of a piece of property. Ki ha-mechitza hu b'chinas vov she-betoich ha-aleph. Because the mechitza, the partition, is like that diagonal vav in the aleph, shemafsekes bein hashnei yudin, which divides between the upper yud and the lower yud, she'al yodo ikar hatikun, upon which the main tikun is affected. Because that's what allows, when that diagonal vav is in place, that's what allows the flow of light from thought to action. May ruach de la'ela leruach de la'sata, from the upper ruach to the lower ruach. Shezeu bechinas ha-mechitza shebein ha-shutfin. That's the concept of this barrier, this partition between the two partners' shares of the property. Shehim bechina shtei haruchai, shnei yudin. The two properties, the property that's been divided in two, represents the two ruchais, the two yuds that we spoke about in the previous year. Ki bechol echod miYisrael melubosh bechinas yud. Because every single Jew has this yud inside of him. Shehu bechinas, interesting that in Yiddish, we call a Jew a yid, a yud. And there's a beautiful word from the Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov once said that when Jews get along properly, when they're able to teach each other, to treat each other as equals, that's when you have two yuds side by side. Neither one is trying to be on top of the other one in any way. They treat each other as equals. That makes up the name of Hashem. Because as we spoke earlier, we spoke about the shiluv, the mixing together of Yud Ke Vav Ke and Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, where it starts with the Yud of Yud He Vav Ke and it ends with the Yud at the end of Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. And in many Sidurim and other places, they write that name short, they abbreviate it as two Yuds. The two Yuds symbolize the opening Yud of Yud Ke Vav Ke, the closing Yud of Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. So when you have two Yuds next to each other, that's Shem Hashem, that's the name of Hashem. That's holiness, that's blessing. When you have two yuds, one on top of the other, when one Jew is trying to be a boss, trying to be over another Jew or put down another Jew, that's Sof Pasuk, that's the end. We know that when you want to show the end of a sentence or the end of a paragraph in the Chumash, they do it by putting two dots, one above the other. So this symbolized two yids, one on top of the other. That's Sof Pasuk. That's the end, Chas V'Shalom. Back to us, Rav Nosson Zal says every single Jew has this Yud inside of him, Shehu Bechinas Haneshama Hakdoisha, which represents the soul, the holy soul, Hamelubeshes Boy, which is found inside the person, Shehi Bechinas Yud, which is represented by the letter Yud. Yud represents Chachma. We know that Rashi says on the words Oz Yosher Moshe, Yosher Yud Al Shem Hamachshava, that Yud represents Chachma Machshava, which is where the Neshama is found. V'alkein, and therefore, Elu Hashutzim, Shem Bechina Shnei Yudim, these two partners, which are two Yuds, Shnei Ruchais, two Ruachs, Tzrichin Laharchik Beinehem, they must maintain a certain respectful distance between them, K'dei Shele Yaziku Zeh Zeh Bariyah, so that they shouldn't harm one another by looking, looking into the other's property, al yidei ribui or chas v'shom, which can cause a situation of too much light, which is harmful, too much vision. Person is able to see more than they're supposed to. V'alkein tzrichen lasos mechitza b'neihem, therefore they are obligated to make a partition between them, shehu b'chinas vav, which is like the letter vav, separating the two yuds of the aleph, because through that partition, that's what will allow them to bring things from theory into action. Rabbeinu Zal over there in chapter 66 in Likutei Moran tells us that it's impossible for a person who wants to do something very good, they want to achieve something very special, very important, Rabbeinu Zal says you cannot bring that project from thought, from theory into action unless you have a strong desire, cheshek, kisufin, desire, yearning. And one of the things that brings strong desire, that strengthens the desire, is when there are obstacles. When a person wants to achieve something and they encounter obstacles, if they really want to achieve it, the obstacles make them want it even more. Ki hamaniya hi bishvil hacheshek. Because the purpose of the obstacle is, on the part of Hashem, to increase your desire, your willpower. V'chol ma'ashem izgaper ma'alodom amaniyas yoyseh chas v'shom. And the more that a person encounters more obstacles or more difficult obstacles, tzorich sheyagbir hacheshik biyoyser, the person has to turn up the intensity of the desire, how much they want to achieve it. V'yadeiz gabrus hacheshik v'horotzoim, aydeze meshaber hamaniyas kanal. And by increasing the desire to do it, the will, through that helps the person overcome and break any barriers that are standing in their way. Nimtza, we see therefore, shedaiko al yedei hamenios moitzien mikoyach al apoyal, that it's specifically through the barriers are what assist the person in seeing the project through to the end, in seeing it from koyach to poyal. Ki al yodo mizgaber acheshek, because the menias, the obstacles, increase the desire, the intensify the desire of the person, which will assure that the person will succeed in completing the project, bringing it from thought to action. And another term for obstacles is barriers, walls, partitions. Ki hamaniya hi kemoi mechitza, because an obstacle is like a partition, a wall, shechoitzetzes umafsekes bifnei adam, which blocks the person, it causes a break between the person and what they're trying to get to, ve'ein manachas oisoi lasas adov shvikdu sheshroitze lasas, and it doesn't allow the person to get to do what they want to do. Person wants to go to shul, and there was a big snow outside, and there's 3 feet of snow in front of his door. He can't even push the door open. That partition, that wall of those 3 feet of snow is a menia. Shezeo bechinas tisho rikiyin Hamavoy Rishon. And this is also tied into the nine heavens that Rabbeinu Zal speaks about over there in chapter 66 in Likutei Moharan, where he speaks about the fact that as a result of the barriers that are blocking a person from getting to what he wants to, and the person pushing to try to get to them, by the person bouncing up against those barriers, crashing against those barriers, that generates nine rekiim. This is a deep topic that's mentioned in chapter 66 in Likutei Moharan and also in chapter 24 in Likutei Moharan. Ki hamenios hein bechinas rekiim, because the obstacles are like heavens. Shehem bechinas moso chamavdil. Heaven is also like a partition, a wall that separates us from what's above us, from Hashem kaviyochel. You have the sky in the middle, the heavens in the middle. Bechinas mechitza hamafsekes, like a barrier that separates. Vayidei elu hamenios, and through these obstacles, shehem bechinas mechitza hamafsekes, it's these barriers and obstacles that will help a person who's really sincere in accomplishing the mission, in being able to take it from thought into action. Because the barriers and obstacles intensify the person's desire to want to make it happen. Because the truth is, obstacles from being able to achieve something important in Yiddishkeit are a major benefit to the person who wants to achieve it. Because without those obstacles, the person would not be able to complete what they're trying to achieve, to take it from thought into action. Ki ikar hatikun lohoitzi mikoyach lapoyal hu bechinas hispatchus shtei haruchos, because the whole concept of being able to take something from a state of theory and put it into action is the concept of the opening up of the two ruachs that Rabbeinu Zal speaks about over there in Likutei Moharan that we discussed earlier in this halacha. V'liftoyach v'lachtoich yud tato miyudi lo, and to open up and cut, sever the connection between the lower yud and the upper yud. Exactly, from being able to, that's the main thing that a person has to achieve. V'zeh yefsher, and it's impossible to accomplish that. Kim al yidei kelim digdusha, unless the person prepares holy vessels, she'oisin, which we make, kedei lekabel ho'or bahadrogo v'mido. Those vessels allow us to be able to receive the light of Hashem in a healthy, measured way. So that there should not be a situation of too much light, too much oil, which causes the lamp to be extinguished. Ve'elu hakelim nasn al yedei hamenios, and these vessels that a person wants to prepare into which to be able to receive the light of Hashem, those vessels are created by the obstacles that a person has in accomplishing what they want to. Shal yedei sheyesh lohodam menios koydim shemoytzi mikoyach lapoel eze davar shebikdusha, by the fact that a person has obstacles blocking their path before they're able to accomplish something, before they're able to take something from being an idea and putting it into action, v'hu mizgaber u'meshabram, and the person strengthens himself and overcomes the obstacles, al yidei hizgabrus hacheshek, by intensifying his desire. I don't just want it, I really want it, and I'm going to do whatever it takes to get it. Azai nasin mikol hamenios mechitzois vekelim digdusha. Then Hashem takes those obstacles and barriers and uses them to build partitions and walls and vessels, lekabel betoich ha-moir, into which the person can receive Hashem's light, b'hadroga u'bemida, in a healthy way. B'hadroga mida means step by step, in a manner that the person can achieve it, can benefit from it. Shezehu ikar hatikun shel bechinas hispatchus shtei aruches kanal. That's the main accomplishment when we separate the two ruachs that we spoke about earlier. The two ruachs, the two yuds, poiseach es yodecho umaspia lecho chayrotzim, all the examples that Rabbeinu Zal gives over there in chapter 66. Ki hamaniyos shehem bechinas rikiyin, because the obstacles which are like heavens, like the sky, bechinas mechitzos hamafsikos umoinen menagdusha, which is an example of a barrier, a partition that separates and blocks the person from getting to the holiness. Acharkach kishezoichen leshabram, afterwards, when the person succeeds in overcoming those barriers, azay nishapchim hamanias, then those obstacles get converted into holy walls and partitions, she'al yodom ikar hatikun, which help achieve the main tikun, she'al yodom mekabel ho'or betoich hakelim badrogo b'mida. They enable the person to be able to receive the light in a good, healthy, measured way. We know that when it comes to coming close to a tzaddik, for example, coming to a shir, a dover shebikdusha, sometimes a person encounters obstacles, and Rabbeinu Zal once said that the more obstacles and difficulties that a person has in coming close to the tzaddik, the more, and they overcome them, the more that person will be able to receive more light and in a healthy, positive way from the tzaddik. And here, Rav Nosson Zal is explaining to us why. Because obstacles are like walls, barriers. When a person succeeds in overcoming the obstacles from achieving a Dover Shebikdusha, those walls and barriers are reshaped by Hashem to form vessels, like a sukkah. What's a sukkah? Partitions. You take four partitions, you line them up side by side, and it becomes, now it's not a partition, now it's a vessel. Now people can sit in there, people can have meals in there, people can learn Torah in there. That's exactly what Hashem does when a person experiences obstacles from getting to a Dover Shebikdusha. The obstacles are like walls. If the person is zeicha to intensify his rotzayin, that no matter what, I'm going to get to that tzaddik, I'm going to get to that Beis HaKnesses, whatever it is, then the obstacles get converted into vessels, into boxes, and into which the person can receive the light of Hashem, the light of the tzaddik, in a very, very healthy, positive, constructive way. Here Rav Nosson Zal says it. And the more obstacles that a person has in the beginning, when they're trying to come close to a tzaddik or trying to come close to Hashem, zoiche achar kach, that enables the person to have much, much more vessels into which to receive the light of the tzaddik, or the light of Hashem. As Rabbeinu Zal once said, by a person coming close to Hashem, while going through major obstacles that the person is zeicha to overcome, person lives far, he lives in Hebron, and he's got to travel every day 50 miles to go to Yerushalayim, to hear a shir, etc. By the person overcoming those obstacles, v'shibram, he breaks them, that creates a vessel, lekabel betoicho yakdusha, to enable the person to be able to receive holiness. Hainu kanal, as we explained just before. V'chein omaroid, and Rabbeinu Zal said in addition, shemikol hamenios sheyesh lohodom batchila, koydem shezoich elasis tova shebikdusha, that from all the obstacles that the person experiences before being able to complete a certain mitzvah, a certain dova shebikdusha, achakach kishezoich elagomroi velasoisoi, when the person insists and succeeds in achieving the mitzvah, he goes to the shir, he goes to the tzaddik, nase mikol menia umenia dvorim gevoyim moi. Each and every obstacle that he overcame becomes a very, very holy item, a very high-level item, ukenizker leil, as we mentioned earlier, kemevoyer besichoy saran, as is brought in Rabbeinu Zal Sefer Sichoy Saran, Hainu Kanal, as we said before. Ki acharkach nas mehamenio is daiko kelim yekorim ukedoshim lekabel ha'or besoichoy ba'drogu b'mida. Because afterwards, when the person succeeds in overcoming the obstacles, Hashem takes those obstacles and turns them into vessels, bags, shopping bags, homes, tractor trailers, into which the person can receive merchandise from Hashem. The person can receive Hashem's light, or the light of the tzaddik, in a way that he can handle it. Shezehu ikar hatikun kanal. That's the main accomplishment. V'yalkein, yef shelo hoitzi mikoyach alapoyel shum dover shebegdusha, kim al yidei menias. Therefore, it is impossible to achieve any item of holiness, real holiness, without experiencing obstacles. A person wants to build a sukkah and they're missing the screwdriver, or it's raining, or this falls down, or all kinds of obstacles. Each little individual obstacle that he experiences on the way to trying to complete a davar shebikdusha, to arrange a shir, whatever it is, to do a mitzvah of tzedakah. Ki ikar hatikun laso is kelim lekabel hoer, because the main accomplishing of creating vessels into which to receive light, kedei shelo yachzor hoer lamala, so that the light shouldn't fly back up to heaven. When it sees it doesn't have a proper vessel, the light says, "Have a nice day. I'm out of here. See you later. I'm not gonna. I can't go nowhere. I have to be in a place." Nasen al yidei hamenios kanal is achieved through these obstacles. Ubishvil ze nishlach odom loilam azeh, and it's for this reason that a human being is sent down into this world, hashofel, this lowly world, heochur, which is filthy, disgusting, v'hamegushim, and which is very full of materialism, full of taivas rois and midos rois, shehu mole menios. This world, which is one big obstacle course, trying to block a person every which way possible from serving Hashem properly. Why does Hashem do that? So that the person will overcome those obstacles, and that will enable the person to receive very high level light, through the many, many vessels and partitions that the person was zoche to generate, by those obstacles that he succeeded in overcoming. One of the incredible things that I heard from Rav Rosenfeld, Zichron Evrocha, there's a pasuk, and again, it's always timely. Now we're in this season. Today is Erev Sukkos, we're still saying Ledovid Hashem Oiri through Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah. In Ledovid Hashem Oiri, one of the incredible sentences there is where Dovid HaMelech says to Hashem, Achas Shoalti Me'eis Hashem. There's one thing that I beg Hashem. What is it? Shifti Beveis Hashem Kol Yemei Chayai. Allow me to live in the home of Hashem my whole life, lachzois benoyam Hashem, to see the sweetness, the splendor of Hashem, ulevaker beheicholoi, and to visit in His holy castle. That's one of the most awesome tefillos in the whole Torah. What is he really talking about? What is that one thing that he's asking for? And why is that so? It refers to a Gemara in the beginning of Brachas, where the Gemara says, Tanya, Omar Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, the light of the world, once said that there are three things that a person cannot achieve without suffering. Suffering, another word for suffering is obstacles. What are the three things? Eretz Yisrael, Chaye Olam Haba, and Torah. The first letters of those three make up the word Achas. Achas, the Aleph is Eretz Yisrael, the Ches is Chaye Olam Haba, and the Tof is Torah. These three things, which pretty much summarize the whole Yiddishkeit. That's what Yiddishkeit is really all about. The place is Eretz Yisrael, or Olam Haba. They're both called Eretz Achaim, the land of the living. And the Torah is the key to getting it all. That's the house of Hashem. Why did he daven for that? Because he knew that there's going to be manias. The Gemara says you can't achieve this without going through obstacles. Why? Because you can't achieve this without having vessels. You need kelim to receive the light of Eretz Yisrael, to receive the light of the Torah, the light of Olam Haba. And the kelim are generated, kelim are made from partitions. Partitions are manias. The walls, the manias that a person overcomes in achieving Dovah Shabbatusha, that becomes the kelim into which to achieve the light. The more manias, the more kelim, the more light the person will get. And this is what makes tzaddikim superior to angels. A malach is not capable of receiving such a high level of light that tzaddikim can. You know why? Because a malach doesn't have the vessels that are needed for so high a light. Why? Because a malach doesn't have a body. He doesn't have an obstacle course to deal with. Parnasa, a wife, all the different obstacles that people have from being able to achieve what they want to achieve, baruchnius. Aval hatzadikim shehoyu bozeh hoylam, whereas the tzadikim who come down to this world, the physical world, with all of its billions of obstacles, v'hoyolehem menios rabois beli shir bekol yoim, and they had a multitude of obstacles every single day, v'hisyagu atzman biyegia gedoyla, and they worked very, very hard, v'shibru amenias, to overcome all of those obstacles. Through that, there's zoicha, that from those obstacles are formed vessels and holy partitions to be able to receive the great light which each and every single tzaddik will receive. Kifi ribui hamaniyah shezocha l'shabram, based on the amount of obstacles that he was zoicha to overcome. This obviously explains to us why Rabbeinu Zal, when he tells his life story, he says from the time that he was a small child, everything he wanted to achieve in Yiddishkeit did not come easy to him. To learn Chumash was a major struggle. He couldn't do it. He had to kill himself, begging Hashem, crying, until Hashem opened up his mind to be able to understand the Chumash well. Mishnayos, a whole new battle, each step of the way. Why? Ma nishtana? The answer is because he wasn't just looking to learn Chumash. He was looking to get the deepest, highest level light of each aspect of the Torah. And in order to get that kind of light, you need incredible kelim. And in order to generate those kelim, you have to overcome major, major obstacles. So he had to have bigger and more difficult obstacles than anybody else in order to create bigger and better kelim to receive a higher level light than standard tzaddikim even. Kilafum tzara agra. Because in Pirkei Avos chapter 5, it says it in one word. No pain, no gain. According to how much pain, that's how much reward. The pain, the obstacles, become vessels for the reward. V'al kein, kol haschar shel hatzadikim Nikra b'shem heicholois u'mechitzois. And this is why we find throughout the Gemara and the Zohar HaKadosh, when it speaks about the reward that Hashem is going to give tzaddikim in Olam Haba, it refers to it as castles, heicholois, and mechitzois. Partitions. It speaks about this tzaddik being in this partition and this tzaddik being in a different partition. K'mayisham Rabbi Senozla, as the Gemara says, and the Zohar Kodesh especially, shezoichin lekama heicholois va'olamois, that based on this and this kind of work, a tzaddik will be zoichet to many, many castles and worlds. Va'amru, and the Gemara says also, kol tzaddik v'tzaddik yeshloi mechitza b'fnei atzmoi. Each and every single tzaddik has his own partitioned area. U'kamei shekosuv, and as the Gemara makes a statement at the end of Chagiga, haruge lud ein kol beria yechoyle lamoid b'mechitzosan. The tzaddikim who died al kiddush Hashem in Lud, there was a whole story that the goyim wanted to murder a whole city, and they said because they accused the Jews of committing a certain crime which they had not committed, and they said unless the person who committed this crime volunteers, we're going to kill everybody. Two brothers, I think it was, stepped forward and said, "We did it." And they looked at them, "You did it? You know what we're going to do to you?" "Yeah, no problem, no sweat. Why aren't you? Why aren't you afraid? Why doesn't Hashem perform a miracle for you like he did in the time of Nebuchadnezzar? Because you're garbage. You're not Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar was an exalted king. You're nothing. That's why Hashem isn't going to perform a miracle." They stood tall and strong, and they allowed themselves to be put to death to save thousands of lives of Jews. The Gemara uses the wording, no person can stand within their partition. That's the wording of the Gemara, b'mechitzason. Ki ikar kol kibul haschar shel hatzadikim v'aksherim hakol hu b'shvil hameniyos shohoyolahem. Because the whole concept of the reward that tzaddikim and religious people will receive in the world to come is all because of the obstacles that they had. Shesovlu tsar godol koidem sheshibroisam, whereby they experienced tremendous pain and difficulty before they succeeded in overcoming those obstacles. V'hameniyos hein mechitzos hamavdilos kanal. And we said that an obstacle is like a wall, a barrier standing in the person's way. V'alkein zoichen acharkach shenasen mehameniyos daika mechitzos kedoshos. And therefore these tzaddikim are zoiche afterwards, that from those obstacles become holy partitions that shape their home in Gan Eden. Shezeh ikar kibul scharam kanal. That's the real main reward of the tzaddikim. V'zeh shem Rabbi Senazal, and this is also why the Gemara says in the Yerushalmi of Shabbos, chapter 2, Asidin tzaddikim sheyihu mechitzosam lifnim mimalachi asharis. Look at the exact wording in the Gemara. The Gemara says, in the future, tzaddikim will be zoicha, that their partition will be closer to Hashem. They'll be more on the inside than the angel. What does partition have to do with this? Rav Nosson Zal says, look at the word. Mechitzoson daika. The Gemara is very precise. Their partition. Because of the fact that these tzaddikim experienced many obstacles in this world, which are like walls and barriers that try to block a person from getting to holiness, and these tzaddikim was zeicha to overcome them, al kein yizku shiunasmeh boilam haba mechitzois mitzuchzochois. Therefore, these tzaddikim will be zeicha in the next world, in the future world, that from those obstacles will be formed shiny, beautiful, shiny partitions, mechitzois kedoshois, holy partitions, lifnim mimalachi asharis, where they're going to be sitting closer to Hashem than the angels. The angels are going to be in the back seats, and the tzaddikim are going to be in the front seats. Why? Ki lo yehoyu lohem menios. Because the angels did not have these obstacles. One of the things that's mentioned in Breslov, the word menios means obstacles. The word ne'imus means sweetness. One of the ways that we describe Gan Eden Olam Haba is Noyam Ho'elyoin, heavenly sweetness. The word Minios is made up of the exact same letters as the word Ne'imus. That again, from a person who overcomes the obstacles, Hashem takes the Minios and just rearranges the letters to form this word Ne'imus, sweetness, which refers to the splendor of Gan Eden. Lachsois benoyam Hashem ulevaker becholoi. This is the final shir before Sukkos, Tov Shin Ayin Hei. We should be zeicher. The Sukkah represents Olam Haba. The Sukkah is called Olam Haba. It's Hashem's name, Bishleimus, Yud Kevar. Many, many reasons why. Sukkah is Bina, Bina is Olam Haba. The Sukkah is these partitions that are formed from all the mitzvahs that we did from Elul and Rosh Hashanah and Aseres Yimei Tshuva and Yom Kippur and the building the Sukkah and the buying the Dalet Minim, all the different struggles that a person has during this the month of Elul and Tishrei are what prepare these partitions. We should be zeicher to feel this sweetness of Olam Haba and sitting in our sukkahs. We should be zeicher to perform all the mitzvahs of this coming holiday, which is called Zman Simchaseinu, which again refers to Olam Haba. The real place of Simcha for Klal Yisrael, we know, is not in this world. It's in the next world. It's Shabbos, Sukkah, Olam Haba. We should be zeicher to see it. We should be zeicher to sit in the Sukkah with Moshiach Tzidkenu, with Rabbeinu Zal and all the tzaddikim. B'mheira b'yameinu, amen v'yamein. We know the Beis HaMikdash is also called Sukkas Sholem, the complete Sukkah, the perfect Sukkah. I'll hold it over here.